Thank you for coming to this session. Titled Owning Bad Guys and Mafia Using JavaScript Botnets. I hope you enjoyed the topic. But before starting, I would like to introduce myself and my country. I'm Chema Alonso. I work in a small company called I64 in Spain. I'm also a Microsoft MVP in enterprise security. And I live in Spain. Do you know Spain? Have you been to Spain any time in your life? If not, you have to go and visit our country. This is Madrid, the city in which I live. As you can see, it's the city that never sleeps, but it's smaller than New York. And there are a lot of big places in Spain that you have to visit. This is the Sacred Family in Barcelona, one of the most beautiful churches in the world, as you can see. And, of course, there are other places that you might would like to visit. This is Ibiza, a small island in which I'm going to stay tomorrow. So if you want to rest and discover a different Spain, it's very close to you. It's in Europe, just crossing the ocean. And, and of course, if you are a brave man, you can visit other cities with other parties. This is Pamplona. How many of you have been running balls any time in your life? There is only one rule. If you drink, don't run. That's the only rule. The rest is easy. You only need to run faster than the bull. It's very easy to do it. And of course, if you like another parties, we got something special. This is the Tomatina. It's a battlefield with tomatoes. One day length. I'm not sure the history about this party, but you only need to throw tomatoes. That's all. It's quite interesting. Well, we are Spaniards, you know. Well, let's start with today's topic. Today's topic is quite simple. It's let's create a botnet. That's all. But from the beginning, we got a lot of problem with it. I guess that many of you have been thinking about creating a botnet any time in your life. How many of you have been thinking about it, about create a botnet? How many of you did it? I did it. Well, the idea of creating a botnet is quite interesting, but of course, as you, I'm lazy. I'm from Spain, so it's normal. So, we are lazy. This is a nice picture. I would like to show you this picture. Let me use Zoom. I would like to show you this picture because for sure it's for Spanish people. They need a power supplier, and they are using flip-flops to connect it through the swimming pool. It's incredible. This is more or less like we used to do the things in Spain, no? So that's the idea of creating the botnet. We wanted to create the botnet, but we were lazy. We haven't money, you know it. We haven't 0 days. We aren't the FBI of the NSA, so we cannot intercept for free the communications. And of course, we are not Google, Apple, or Microsoft that are running all the devices around the world. And you know, we are Spaniards, so we need to do something different from the beginning. So the idea of creating the botnet. It was quite simple. We thought, okay, let them be infected. Let's do something that allows bots to be infected for themselves. So the only thing that we wanted is that they wanted to be infected. Quite simple. In the end, if you think about this topic, it's very useful, and the malware industry has been using it around the last 5 or 10 years with rogue antivirus and with social engineering tricks. So why not to do a botnet doing this same trick? So the idea of creating the botnet is just to create a man-in-the-middle attack. There are so many man-in-the-middle attacks that can be used in different scenarios. Of course, if we are in a network, we can use something like ARP spoofing, or we can use rogue DHCP in IPv4 or IPv6 network. Man-in-the-middle attacks in IPv6 networks. We are going to publish a new tool, a new FOCA, which is the evil FOCA to perform man-in-the-middle attacks in IPv6 network, just pointing and click. Quite simple. And of course, if you are able to manage to the DNS, you can do the man in the middle attack. But it's quite complicated if you are thinking about internet, because you have to deal with a lot of providers, internet providers and networks, so it's difficult to use an internet. One of the most used in the internet several years ago is the man in the browser, in which just an add-on is installed in the browser, an add-on like a browser helper object in Internet Explorer, and lot of example of malware having used this trick. We got a lot of malware from Russian, especially from Russian, using this trick. This is very useful, and it works so well that they need special files to configure the Trojan to attack all different banks. This is a very ancient Trojan, banking Trojan, using an XML file to configure the man in the browser to control all different web pages from different banks. Quite simple, and it works very well. But we needed to code in something and deal with antivirus system, managing detection programs. So we decided that it was very complicated for us, and we needed something easier. So we talk about the man in the top, or JavaScript in the middle. The idea is quite simple. If you are able to run a JavaScript in one tab, you can do a lot of things. You can access to the code, you can modify the HTML, you can access to the form fields, you can manage even the not supposed to be managed cookies, like HTTP only cookies using different tricks, and so on. In fact, there are a very well-known project, which is BIF, the Browser Exploitation Framework project, that allows you to do a lot of things just installing a small piece of JavaScript code in a browser. So the idea is just to do a cache poisoning. The problem is that we needed to configure this on the internet, and it's quite complicated if you want to infect a lot of bots on the network. So we were thinking about how to do it easy, and we did this. So the idea is how to create a JavaScript botnet from scratch, and it's quite simple. First of all, we thought about the Tor nodes, but the idea with Tor nodes is quite simple. If you are the last one on the line, you will be able to access to all content, you will be able to intercept all communications. The problem when we tried to create the rogue Tor node, it was that they are using some security test to discover who is modifying the answer of the DNS, or who is adding some special files and so on, and we were detected, as you can see. So we thought, well, it's too complicated. We need to detect when they are sending the test and creating an exception for the test. No, too difficult. We are Spanish. The next thing that we did is just to create a proxy. To create a proxy is quite simple, because a proxy is not a big infrastructure like the Tor network, in which all are connected. A proxy server is just a standalone server that people decide to connect to. So the idea is that if you read all the manuals on the internet about how to be anonymous, the first thing is connect to any proxy server on the internet. So we thought, hey, it is very interesting, because it's a man-in-the-middle schema. So if we are a proxy server on the internet and people decide to connect to the internet through our proxy server, we will be able to collect all data and infect all browsers. So we did it. The first thing that we we need to do is just to rent a proxy, a server on the internet. Of course, you have to take care about what kind of server are you going to use. No, don't use any Pirate Bay server, not even in Amazon. Remember what happened with WikiLeaks. Not in Megablob. It's better if you select any country in which there are no laws. So we were renting servers on Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kazakhstan, Spain. Then one. Sorry. Once you install, you run the server, you only need to configure something which is very simple, Apache web server and Squid proxy. And the idea is that with this server, we were going to infect all JavaScript files with one small piece of code, two lines only. So when the user connect to our proxy server, we go to the website, we got the response page, okay, and the response page has a JavaScript file, then we retrieve the original JavaScript, and then we added only two lines to load the payload, a new payload. We didn't want to use any payload very well known on the internet, like BIF, so we just code in two lines, and install that two lines in all JavaScript files that were across our proxy server. So in the end, only need to do this. First of all, we created a rewrite program to add that lines of code. So we need to configure this option in a Squid proxy. And then we added the non-expiration policy in Apache, because once we infect a JavaScript file in the web browser, we want it to be there forever. Then the code that we needed to create is just this. It's a Perl script, as you can see, and the only thing that we are doing is we retrieve the file with using wget, we copy it into our file system, and then we add it or Passarella JavaScript file to the JavaScript. And then, of course, we send the JavaScript, the new JavaScript, to the client using a print. It's a very small piece of code. It's full of common injection vulnerabilities, but it works. The JavaScript is just this. It's a small piece of code, and we are just connecting to the control panel, and the only check that we do is just that we are running only one instance of the payload in every tab. So simple. And of course, we don't want to do anything bad to good people, so we created a special advice on the web page of our server saying following. Following proxy server is being used for a security research. All JavaScript files will be infected, and all your data will be collected. If you want to be safe, don't use this proxy server. If you know that, don't send sensitive information. If after all, you continue, do it on your own risk. So, we publish this. So if you don't want it to lose your passwords, if you don't want it to be infected, don't use our proxy. That's quite simple. It's a good security policy. No. Actually, in the army, you got the same security policies. Warning, the following unsecure FTP site is for temporary loading and downloading. On your own risk. This is a web page from the army.mil. So it's the same security policy. So it's legal. So the next thing that we need to do is just to make our proxy server public. So we copy our IP address and publish the IP address and the port name on a proxy server list, as you can see, xroxy, and then just let the internet its magic, do its magic. And as you can see, in few days we got 1,110 different results about our IP address, because all proxy server leads are copying themselves. So if you publish your IP address in one proxy server list, they are copying the same IP address to all proxy server lists, which is funny, because in 1 hour, in one day, you can have a lot of bots. So the next thing that we do is just to create a small piece of payload. So the first one is just cookie stealing. We were running our JavaScript inside. We didn't want it to deal with HTTPS connection. We didn't want it to deal with secure cookies. We didn't want it to deal with HTTP only cookies. So we just copied the normal cookies, the unsecure cookies, and send the cookies to our control panel just using a get. Then we created a small payload to grab all form fields. The idea is that we hook the submit function, copying all the information in the fields, and send the fields value to our control panel. And that's all. Just enjoy. Doing this, in one day, we were able to get 5,000 bots, which is not bad. No paying per install, not creating any special polymorphic malware, not doing just publishing one IP address on the internet. We are from Spain, you know? So, the question is, who the hell is using this kind of services on the internet? How many of you are using this kind of services on the internet? Now, if you read all manuals, said if you want to be anonymous, use an anonymous proxy server. If you want to be more anonymous, use more than one anonymous proxy server, which is cool because you can be in fact for more than one proxy server. So. And the idea is that the kind of people who is using that services is, of course, bad people. All the things that we were able to collect were bad people doing bad things. So, of course, the first thing that we discovered is the Nigerian scammers. We collect all information. Of course, we collect also username and password. But we advertise them, so it's all legal. So, once we got the password, we get into the mailboxes of those people. And, well, this is one of my favorites. There were a lot of people doing this. This is one of my favorites. As you can see, the email name is, the alias is Royal Hotel England and Hotmail. .co.uk. And that guy was creating a spam campaign trying to scam people with Visa schema. The idea is he was offering to the victims a special Visa to get a job on the UK, in the UK. Of course, this is the email. He was asking for money, £275. And he was asking for money, and a lot of people were suspicious, saying, okay, dear, I respect you kindly information, but show me the money. Show me the job before. Show me the job, and then I send the money. Of course, if the guy was suspicious, the scammer wasn't continuing with the scam, but others weren't so suspicious, so in the end they were sending all the information needed to create the visa. As you can see, passport, application form, my resume, passport, high quality picture for the passport in the UK, fingertips, as you can see, and so on. A lot of people sending. This is the easiest way of identity theft that I've seen in my life. For sure, if you got all this information, you probably can create your own mule to use in banking malware. So, quite simple. Another one, which is one of my favorites, is this guy. Well, have you seen this girl? This is a profile in a social network for having a flint and that kind of things. How do you look to that girl? How many of you really think that girl needs to search for a boy on the internet? Well, it was very suspicious for us at the beginning. So we decided to collect the username and password of this profile and analyze what she was doing. And in the end, as you can see, this ancient queen here is searching for a relationship and dating. It's from Texas, and it's 30. But she has another profile in another network. In this case, she is from New Zealand. It's 31, and it's Aries, and so on. And in another profile, she lives in Virginia. Any person from Virginia who has seen this girl? And of course, in the most wonderful is that in other profiles, she looks completely different. She is from German, I think so. So in the end, we decide to get into that guy email box, and we were reading the information that she was storing there. Well, that guy, of course, is not a girl. Is a boy. Is a he. And he was collecting chats of people who were in contact with that profile. So that profiles are for phishing victims. And this is one of my favorite chat, in which KK Bill is the girl. This supposed to be the girl. And Fiat 176 is the victim. Hello, sweetie. Hello, my sweet mouse. I think we need a name. Okay. So, the second one is nice. How are you, Doinf? And the other one says, Doinf. Well, in the chat you can see, I'm sorry, in the chat they are discussing the details of their love, and the details are 1700 euro that need to be sent in exchange for the naked picture. I don't know what kind of picture are this, man. And the point is that this boy, this predator, is a multitasking scammer, so he's chatting with different people at the same time, and he also fails, and in the middle of the talk, of the chat, he started to chat in German, I think so. It's phrase he does when... So... We were inside the email box, and it's quite nice because he has all the victims very well classified in his email box, and there is a folder with all the chats with in which he is working right now. And we were searching for mails asking for money through Western Union, and as you can see, there was 158 messages searching asking for money from Western Union. So quite simple. And the emails were like this. Hello, sweetie. Why you haven't not sent me the naked picture you promised me? And the girl, hello, baby. I don't know, but my bank manager asked me that the other city and country is not possible. Now, what can we do? Of course, she is asking for money that need to be transferred to different country in which it's supposed to be living that fake profile, and she get angry. Fuck it, stop playing game on me. I gave you right address and what's your bank. Well, you can imagine the rest of the emails. Another of the scammers in that test that we did was someone very weird, because he was doing something strange with dogs. We weren't sure about what he was doing with dogs and why he needed to be using a proxy server on the internet, an anonymous proxy server on the internet. So we decided to use the username and password to get into the email box, and we discover something very hard. We discover picture. Please, this is a warning. If you love animals, please don't see this picture, because this is the picture. He was selling this fake Yorkshire, because in the end he was selling the same Yorkshire around the world. So it's the most profitable Yorkshire in the world. He was just publishing the same picture in a lot of places, selling dogs and earning money from making up money from it. So there's that. Of course, we discovered psychotics. This is the control panel, how the control panel looks like. And as you can see, this guy was searching in XNXX, searching for mother, rape sister, violent rape, violence. So we were about to send this IP address to Colon Police, because this guy is not normal. Also, people trying to be anonymous, a lot of people trying to be anonymous, and the first thing that they were doing just, it was just to test if it, they were anonymous. The problem is that if you are using a proxy server, you are anonymous to the end page, but not to the proxy server. So the proxy server can track you anytime. It's quite simple. So, okay, you are anonymous. We don't know that you are from the States. Okay, your IP address is this, and we know the real IP address, so it's quite simple. A lot of cases of people doing the same, trying to be anonymous. This is the weird case we discovered. It's a guy trying to make out money of reading blog posts. It's supposed to be a business. You read the blog post of anyone around the world, and you will be paid for it. And after 1 month, he was able to earn $24. So I'm not sure that it is so good business right now. Of course, we discovered a lot of people hacking, doing the phishing, and so on. And this is one of our favorite. As you can see in the control panel, we got the local files in the website that have been hacked. This is a web cell. And the idea of this web cell, of course, we connect to the website, and it has the face, as you can see, the email address of the hacker. So it was anonymous, but you got the email address. I don't understand this very well. But the problem is that this hacker was using a web cell, and the web cell was hacked with a JavaScript. Probably you know that there are a lot of web cells on the internet with a small piece of JavaScript that are copying your web cell, and you are trojanized by this web cell. This web cell was trojanized, and of course it was trojanized by a JavaScript file. So when the JavaScript file crossed through our proxy server, we infect that JavaScript, and then we own the web cell of the hacker. So in the end, the hacker who was hacking was hacked. So something. Also, one of our favorite things is that once you are using a proxy server, if you disconnect from the proxy server but you don't erase your cache, you will be infected for the rest of the time, because the JavaScript is on your cache. So the idea is that we discovered that some intranet applications were using JavaScript from the internet. So we were able to discover, to infect that JavaScript, and then we infect the intranet application. In this case, this is a guy from Mexico. He wanted to browse for some porn on the internet and then disconnect from the proxy server, but he was infected. And as you can see, this is an internal server. We weren't able to connect to it, but there is an ERP application with data and, of course, a lot of information of the user and the password and so on. But we couldn't connect to that intranet because it's not public on the internet. And, of course, porn. A lot of porn. People searching for porn. Porn is the business, believe me. Not hacking. Porn. Even we were discovering this. This is a very nice story in which in a Catholic church was discovered this painting from monks since seven centuries before. They were painting penises. It's true. So we were collecting URLs, and we discovered a lot of URLs of porn. Of course, a lot of username and password that we've been selling on the internet, of course. And but the most weird page is Chat Turbate. Believe me, if you never watch that website, Chat Turbate is completely different. So in the end, once we got the JavaScript botnets, once we got the bots infected with JavaScript, you can create special payloads. And of course, if you are connecting through a proxy server, probably you won't connect to your banking system. or you are not going to connect to your social profile, or you are not going to connect to your intranet or your personal website or whatever. But if you don't claim your cash, you are in fraud. If someone forced you to load a JavaScript file which is in the web page that you are going to visit after being used in the proxy server, then you will be hacked. So in this example, we got LinkedIn.com, and as you can see, there are some scripts that are loaded in JavaScript in LinkedIn website. So if you are using the proxy server, then we can create a special payload forcing you to download these JavaScript files. Then this JavaScript file will be in fed. Once you disconnect and connect to LinkedIn, our payload will be executed. It's so simple. So we can create special target attacks to several websites collecting passwords of people who were using a proxy server before on the internet. It's quite simple. So you only need to select the target, whatever, bank, social network, intranet, analyze the files that are going to be loaded by this website, and forced to load this file when the victim is connected to the proxy server. It's quite simple. So I wanted to do a demo in real, but I would like to show you the control panel, how it looks like, because we turn off the proxy server on the internet time ago, but for Black Hat and DEF CON, I create a new control panel, but I didn't publish this proxy server on the internet. But after delivering the talk in Black Hat, I don't know why, someone published on the internet. So we configured this proxy only for 10 parallel connections, only for 10 parallel connections. And right now, this morning, I'm going to show you the overview, the bots. View zombies, all zombies, and as you can see, if we search for the date 28, which is today, we started to receive a lot of bots from today, from different countries, from the States, Brazil, whatever, and we got a lot of information right now collect from them. We didn't want to do it. We didn't publish the IP address, believe me. But the demo that I would like to show you is more or less this. I wanted to do the demo with the... let me show the website, which is members. This is the California Credit Union League. As you can see, this website is perfect for a target attack because it's an HTTP website in which there is a login form which is going to send the credentials to an HTTPS web service, but we can inject a JavaScript file very easily in the HTTP website, hook the form, and collect the username and password from this website. So the only thing that we need to do in our control panel is analyze the target and select one file. In this example, I select members, ccul.org, scripts, gatag, jatag.javascript, as you can see. And then in our control panel, create some special payload. So we go to the control panel, and you can see we got preset attacks in which you can configure what is interest for you. And in the California Credit Union League, the only thing that we need to do is to force to download this file. So the guy who is using our proxy server that is watching porn and is in fed will be downloading this file to the cache. He will be watching porn, hacking website, whatever, but at the same time, he will be downloading this JavaScript file for the target attacks. So then when he will be disconnected, in this case, select not to be connect anymore, the JavaScript file which is in the cache will be in fed with our payload because we downloaded it before. And this file is not out of date, so the browser will be using. So in the end, after the guy connect to the website sending the information, that form will be hooked, and we are going to be able to retrieve all this data in our control panel. It's so simple, so easy to do, and very profit. So, some thoughts about our JavaScript botnets. In this example, we didn't worry at all about doing something special with the HTTP S connection. We didn't worry about a precache object using the ETAG or using special tricks for to force the expiration of the object that are previously in the cache. And we didn't want it to use to do something with the HTTPS connection because we didn't want it to raise any alerts. So we and of course we didn't have any Flame digital certificate, and Moxie was very busy tweeting, so we cannot contact with him to create the special digital certificate. And the idea, the good point of it, is that we did it only in one day. So in one day we were able to configure the proxy server, configure the Apache, publish the IP address, create the JavaScript, and collect all this information. So if we were able to do this in only one day, the problem is, how many of you think that governments, intelligence services, bad guys aren't doing the same on the internet? The question is, how many of you think that only one of those proxy servers on the internet is secure? Only one. How many of you think that only one of those proxy servers is secure? No one? Secure? I don't think so. Secure. No, that is not going to infect you or collect your data. The one you run is not an anonymous proxy server. It's yours. It's completely different. So, in the end, using a proxy server on the internet is a very bad idea, but we got thousands and thousands and thousands of web pages on the internet saying, people, if you want to be anonymous, use a proxy server on the internet. So, we are going to have this problem long time and long time and long time. So, don't use it. So, some protection. Of course, this is a man-in-the-middle schema, and it's a man-in-the-middle schema in which you decide to be hacked because you configure your web browser to use that man-in-the-middle, that proxy server. So you have to think twice if it's worth it to be using that proxy server. And of course, the problem is with Tor networks. But right now, we got more news about fake Tor networks, Tor nodes or rogue Tor nodes on the internet than fake or rogue proxy server on the internet. And I don't know why. And of course, after using this kind of services, if you need to do this for whatever reason you have, take care and clean all the information that you download from the internet. Take special care with that machine. If it's possible, use a new virtual machine and burn it out after using. Throw it to the trash, whatever you want. And of course, VPNs are not a silver bullet because in this case, we were able to discover a lot of people connecting to a personal VPN to be outside of the network in which they were connecting, and then from the VPN connect to a proxy server, and in the end it's possible to infect the client in any case. So take care of it. And that's all. Tomorrow I'm going to be delivering a new talk in Sky Talks at 17 about how to do a domain pull the plug attack. And if you want to do any question, I'm going to be in the Q&A room for Tractor. Thank you very much.